Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the State of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's turned thoroughly confusing Thursday. We're halfway through fucking September. It's the 15th day of September, 2022. It's 12:03 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for Klamath Basin, and it's cooling on down. But it ain't fucking no goddamn moisture in the air. It's drier than it was at the end of last year. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is just completely unbelievable. And it is man-made. It is man-made because it's made by those goddamn planes up there spraying that endless tens. It's in the millions of chemtrails that have been sprayed around the fucking planet in order to get this fucking result so that they can steer the weather. And don't say you can't steer the weather because you've made international treaties. So you can't do it to each other, but you can do it to your own fucking people, can't you? Can't you fucking cocksuckers? Sorry about that. VP Harris's border comments reveal mass amnesty remains top administrative priority. Hey, you fucking Americans out there, your representatives are talking to you. Does that represent you? Does it? Yes or no? And did you vote that fucking shit in? Hell no, you fucking didn't. Most of the people in this country don't bother with that fraudulent fucking vote because they know it's a fucking fraud. But the ones that, I mean, it's all fucking rigged any fucking how. The Bilderbergs decide, not you. You go play this fucking game, you're like a goddamn stupid ass little kid. They can't see the grown-ups and how they talk and what's really fucking going on. This is from Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris made headlines on Sunday when she claimed that the besieged southern border is secure. The border's secure, guys. To walk up into your goddamn face and tell you that, shouldn't you slap somebody right flat of their ass? Do you think I'm a fucking retard? Because you would have to be a fucking retard to say that border is secure. That border is fucking wide open. The North American Trade Agreement, whatever in the hell they called it, there was three parts to it. Obama did his part, and fucking goddamn that son of a bitch Trump, he did his part. He called it something else, so, because he had to be tricky with his people. He just tell them a few fucking words, and just like those goddamn dumbass fucking Chinamen, yeah, he said, yeah, it's different, it ain't that. Yes, it fucking was it. Now, this is the final fucking stage that Biden's doing here. And you fuckers supported it. Right down the fucking line, whether you realize, you cut your own fucking throat. You're that goddamn stupid. The besieged border is secure, my ass. But something else, she said, has largely flown under the radar, despite its massive implications. Ooh, we got something big here, people. Everybody, call your friends and tell them to tune in. Because you're not going to believe this shit. There's something here that we never knew. There's something going on here. Vice President Kamala Harris Harris revealed that a mass amnesty plan for millions of illegal immigrants is still a top priority of the administration, despite the effort suffering multiple defeats. No! Wow, I didn't know that. As they cry, I thought they already fucking owned this goddamn country, the way they walk across our fucking border, the way the border patrol goes out there and fucking, they'll drown bringing a fucking drug fucking mule across the goddamn river, won't they? I mean, what a crock of shit. No fucking shit. VP Harris reveals top administration priority is fucking goddamn fucking the takeover of our fucking nation, handing it over to fucking foreigners without due process of the law for the American people they're stealing it from, that they're committing fraud against. No fucking due process of the law, bullets. That's how it fucking works, you sons of bitches. And that's, people, that's how it's supposed to work. That's what you're supposed to be doing. What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't get it. God, to think the life that you could be, I got my little space here. 2 hours a day, I get to feel like I ain't going to shit my fucking pants because somebody's going to get me. That's why. 2 hours a day. Oh, they'd be down to fucking an hour, but then it's an hour. The lowest of cowards. Harris revealed that a mass amnesty plan for millions of illegal immigrants is still the top priority for the administration, despite the effort suffering multiple defeats. Why did it suffer multiple defeats? Because that is not what the people who own this fucking country, the American nationals, do not want it. They want every... Hey, how did that fucking goddamn game show host get to be president? He went on there and said that he'd throw them all out. That's all that fucker did. That's what got that fucker put in the goddamn White House. By the people that fucking, the morons that believed what that son of a bitch said. That's why they did it. And they can say everything else. Oh, it was deregulation, all this stuff, and sticking our tongue farther up fucking Israel's fucking ass and what might have you and say anything. You're fucking full of shit. The reason that dirty son of a bitch and two-faced fucking liar was fucking elected was because he said he was going to take them all out of here. And you know it's the truth, and you're fixing to fucking do something stupid again, aren't you? Are you getting ready to go vote? I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Do you think there's no... Do you, Kamala? This is this arrogant whore. This two-bit fucking foreign bitch. Who cannot even be our goddamn vice president. But yet she is. That's because there is no republic. There is no constitution. This is a fucking international corporate mafia fucking headquarters here. But we the people do own the fucking law. We have a law that covers this whole goddamn estate. This whole fucking country. From sea to shining sea. It's called the Bill of Rights. It is the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people. Ratified by we the people. Made fucking the law of this land December 15, 1791, and we are not fucking enforcing it. That's why we're going to hell in a handbasket. Anybody wants to say, oh, Jesus, because we've lost our morality, it's because, no, it's because we are fucking cowards. There is no other explanation. I'm sorry. I mean, you can sit there and try to fucking make yourself feel better about it. I can't. I know exactly fucking why. I know why fucking, because I've went for it a couple of times. I've actually swung my fucking fists. I've went for it a couple fucking times. And I seen all those fucking people. Yeah, you goddamn man, we're Americans. Fucking American, fucking assholes and elbows running as fast as you can, fucking running for your mommy's fucking feet so you can go down into the fetal fucking position, you yellow motherfuckers. You make me want to puke. Harris, I think this is what, hey, you know what? This is what Harris thinks. I think there's no question that we have to do what the president and I ask Congress to do. Oh, really? The two of you? For all fucking, what probably should be about 320, there's probably 320 million fucking Americans that have, well, even the ones who came here and got naturalized, we never gave permission for that. I never gave up no fucking land for them. I never gave up nothing of mine for them. Did you? I didn't either. But a lot of them are good people. They have, you know, it's over the years, you know, through the fucking phony fucking wars that nobody knew better. They had, it used to be the excuse, we just didn't fucking know better, but you goddamn well know better now. You can't see this shit here It's because you are squeezing your eyes shut and got your fingers in your ears going blah, 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 because you do not want to face it. Because you are scared. You're scared you're going to get hurt. You're scared you're going to die. I'm going to tell you something. Every fucking one of you listening to my voice, you're going to die. I mean, they might have little computer programs that are supposed to be a part of your calculation and run this shit. They cannot fucking duplicate the human brain, and you gotta fucking know it. You are going to die. You're not going to be able to touch things. You're not going to be, I mean, even if we're running simulations, what are you really doing if you built a program? I mean, they could build one without fucking even human fucking, any chip in a human's brain downloading the material. I mean, you can download it with your fingers. I mean, they think you're so fucking dumb that you don't see the obvious. Anything they want to know about you, you can type it into a fucking computer, can't you? Oh, but if they hook this chip in, you see, then you can get all the information in the internet just by just thinking it and wanting it. Would you really want that, people? Would you want that much in your fucking mind? You know, our minds only like take certain amounts at a time of things you deal with. Think of dealing with everything on the fucking planet at one time. You know, you'd go insane. You would have a nervous fucking breakdown. You just would. But they don't mind experimenting. They don't mind coming out and telling you that they can do all this fantastic shit, just like the shaman of old. The shaman of old learned a couple of fucking tricks, and everybody thought, wow, he's magic. He's magic, so we should let him. He said, well, let's see what he said. What do you want? If you to tell us, I mean, to keep us in contact with the big guy upstairs and make sure we have crops and when our hunts are successful, we'll do anything. You're our leader. Tell us what we need to do. We need to sacrifice a baby, or to, you know, put a baby on it. Give me a knife. We'll sacrifice a baby. All the young girls, as they mature, after their first blood, you get to fuck them. Is that, because they get that blessing from the shaman. I see, yeah. I've read a lot of books about this shit, people. And this is the same fucking stuff, only in a higher fucking, existence, let's say. But this is the same fucking shit. You ain't going to do nothing. I'm sitting here. You ain't going to do dog shit to me because fucking you can kill me. I'm going to be trying to kill you and as many of your motherfucking buddies with you as I fucking can. I will fucking fight till my last breath. If my last breath I can stick a knife in somebody, I'll do it and I'll fucking feel good about it. No matter the pain, it will be worth it. They don't last that fucking long. It really don't. But here we have this is what Kamala Harris, that two-bit fucking whore that I like to, they at least make them take a goddamn, intelligence test. I mean, this fucking cunt is the most worthless piece of shit to ever draw fucking air. And it's all for fucking everybody around the fucking world, but the American people. And then fucking, I mean, not that she could be. I mean, she's an international corporate mafia. She's not a representative of we the people. Never has been, never fucking will be. And they're making it more clear to the fucking ignorant out there who just can't get it through their fucking heads every fucking day. They're making it clearer to you. That we don't represent you. I mean, they had a couple of times I've seen the thing come up with the cops have to protect you. No, they don't. They belong to a private union. They work for a private fucking goddamn corporation. You really don't enter into the equation except that you send the money to the private corporation who sends it to the union, who sends these fucking thugs out to beat your fucking ass on your own buck. That's how fucking dumb the people here are. I mean, fucking watching that shit on China, that really gave me a jolt of fucking reality, man. How dumb can people be? And it ain't all. Don't take a huge amount of people to be. Everybody don't got to be dumb. Just enough to fucking put up a smoke screen between the fucking enormous mob that outnumbers the fucking oppressors by fucking thousands and the goddamn oppressors themselves. I mean, right now they're trying to figure ways to keep from getting killed. That's all there is to it. What they're doing, they know that the average person sitting there fucking being deprived, knowing that they are own the richest nation on the planet fucking Earth, they're being deprived while they're watching their fucking goddamn wealth being handed to fucking goddamn other countries. And then they're watching these fucking gangsters like fucking Joe Biden and Donald Trump sitting there dividing up what belongs to them amongst themselves internationally. These fuckers aren't even Americans. You think that's just going to go on for fucking ever? People, but I'm really beginning to wonder how starved down you're going to have to get before you fight. Yeah, that's one thing we really talked about a lot in the old days. People will finally fight. I mean, when you're fucking hungry, man. Was that what it's going to take to make an American national home of the brave? Is that what it's going to take to make you fight? Is starvation? That's why I was telling you guys, that's a thin fence you're walking. You get too far starved and you ain't gonna have the goddamn what it takes to go get fucking food. I don't think none of you're gonna go too early. I don't know what you think, nobody's gonna jump and run at it. Cause you're too fucking scared. How long can I, first thing you'll fucking, instead of going, I'm going to attack these fuckers. I'll take what I fucking want. This belongs to me. It's my goddamn country. Thief. I'm tired of them. I'm going to kill them all. They're in violation of the law. I got the right to enforce the law by killing every fucking one of them. They are fucking guilty of treason and sedition. No fucking qualm. No fucking doubt about it. Easily proven. In their own goddamn writings. In their own goddamn signatures. In their own goddamn fucking prima facie actions. Duck soup. To prove it, and in just a fucking handful. But I'm really interested to see just what the kind of excuses people are going to. I've seen a sign here that said no milk. This is twice it happened. I don't know. I'm sure there's milk down there now, but no milk in the town. I mean, at one time it was like 3 or 4 fucking days. I'm not shitting you. But there's milk in goddamn fucking China. You're exporting our fucking food. Listen to me, people. They do not give a shit. These people who claim they want to give you a shot that'll kill you because they love you and care so much for you, they don't give a shit about you. Now, there's shipments to China. I mean, goddamn, think about shipping something to China as opposed to bringing something to Chiloquin here. I mean, the Chiloquin here, you throw it on a fucking truck with a reefer and you bring the son of a bitch. Weekly milk deliveries. It's just routine. And when you see things like this happening to the routine, you know these motherfuckers are in it up to their fucking elbows. Goddamn, you dumb son. You know what we'll do? Maybe that's what you're wanting. You're wanting us to do what we should do. And then, because right now, with what you're doing, moral high ground, you're in the Marianas Trench as far as moral high ground's fucking concerned, and we're on fucking Mount Everest. You're trying to get something to happen that you can fucking make, oh, look at what they did. As you're fucking killing children over in Yemen and children over in fucking Iraq. And I mean, every fucking where. I mean, over in Syria. I'm sure you killed some kids there today in Syria. While you're fucking killing fucking kids, man, if you could get one kid to fucking catch a bullet, fucking in the goddamn melee here. Oh, those murdering patriots. Those murdering rebels wanting freedom at the price of a baby. A little kid that we could have raped yesterday if we wanted to. This is what Kamala thinks. We'll see what she wants to ask Congress to do. The first request we made, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. Why? Do the American nationals that you represent want fucking these hordes coming in and fucking taking their jobs and making them starve to death? No. Then why, Kamala? Because you're an international communist and your buddies are trying to divide the richest country on planet Earth into the fucking poorest country on planet Earth, making sure that you have a plenty for yourself to sit back like goddamn kings and queens and fucking look down your nose at somebody who you couldn't even wipe their ass. You're not our physical equal. You're not our fucking intellectual equal. You piece of fucking shit. We don't give a shit what you fucking say or what you want. We know what you want. You want that which you couldn't get without fucking manipulation, without hiring fucking balls. I mean, look what you have to do to try to get what you want. Just take a look at it. If it was what everybody, you're supposed to be doing for what the people want. That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be representing the wants of the people. But no, this is what Kamala and this is what fucking Joe, and fuck Joe Biden. This is what goddamn Barry Satoru, you fucking stringy fucker. We know who you people are. We know what you're fucking doing. And you know who we are. And you know what you got an idea of the fucking strength that we can put again. We will wipe your ass out. You know it. That's why you started playing with this fucking biological fucking shit. These fucking goddamn kill fucking shots. That's why you had to do it that way. You motherfuckers have never fucking fought a bitch fight in your whole fucking life, but you think you're gonna rule the world. Why? Cause I could trick you into taking this. When you catch a cold, I'll tell you that it's fucking, oh no, this isn't a cold. This is COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is COVID-19. And it's got a 0.0, I think it's 6 actually, fucking kill rate. So I've got this stuff here because I love you and I want to save you. Psst, bye, you're dead. You were stupid enough to do that, really? For a coward that wouldn't fight a fucking little kid? Pathetic. I bet you do, Pamela. I bet you just wish the fuck. I wish they would do it too, actually. So you could. We got to get this shit done, people. We're sitting here wasting what's left of our lives. They're going to let us die on the fucking vine if we don't get up off our asses and do something. I'll tell you that right now. Pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. Oh, really? No. I'm the sovereignist country. I'm giving up nothing, Kamala. You want to take what fucking belongs to me and give it to a fucking foreigner? You better start filing in that goddamn, you better get a common law court and you better file as an individual against to take what part of it belongs to me. And then we'll go and see if you take my fucking land, my fucking goddamn resources, or if I hang your ass outside the courthouse. That's what we'll do, Kamala. Just cause it's what you want. I could give a monk's fuck what you want. Harris said on Meet the Press on Sunday, the border is secure. Border is not fucking secure. How do you treat us? I mean, is this designed to piss us off? Is that what you're trying to do? To try to treat us like little fucking 4-year-old kids? No, 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 no. The sun's not, it's dark outside. I shut the curtain. It's time for go to bed. Are you trying to piss us off? You tell us something like that, I'll spit right in your fucking cunt face, bitch. I'll file a fucking goddamn grievance against you in a common law court for treason and sedition that has cost me dearly my whole fucking life. And I will see your ass swing from outside that goddamn court fucking on a goddamn lamppost, and I want shit run down your fucking cunt legs. It goes for your buddy in fucking New York that fucking got won her little primary the other day too. Coming, gonna make it socialist. Come do it. Well, you're fucking, you guys, you motherfuckers are, you're Superman until it comes to come do it. Then you turn into, it's just, man, we'll go in, we'll say we're gonna do this next. We're gonna do this. Here again, another day, another motherfucking time, they're telling us, we're gonna do this. We'll do it! It's secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed. Why wasn't the immigration system working? I mean, it was a creation of the Admiralty, and it could never be allowed to violate a freeman's fucking rights in this country. Why wasn't it working? That's right, they weren't. It was the executive. I mean, they taught us this as children. The legislature creates the fucking law, which was a lie. It was, I mean, none of it's fucking real, because there was never a constitution, because it was never fucking, I mean, it isn't, there is no consent of the people to none of this shit. But, theoretically, there is a goddamn legislature that, they legislate a law. Okay, and once they legislate a law, and then the Senate, you know, the House and Senate sign it, and then the president, who is the head of the executive branch of government, signs it, and then it is his fucking, he has to, by law, enact that law as written. They just fucking just one day, and it's been quite a while, it's been, clear back to fucking, shit, as far back as you want to go, as you want to look, I suppose. We're not going to enact that law. The people, see, they chose it. I'm just a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. They fed you that shit when you were a fucking little kid, man. When they, only jurisdictional power they have is they can create a fucking law if they want to. But if they try to implement it upon the people and it is in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. I heard him fucking, what was it? There was something I was going to hit that too. They were talking about, oh god damn it, who enforces the law? Oh, I'll remember it in a minute. I'll tell you guys. I was going to make sure I told you guys. It's just another thing like that thing on Jeopardy. Oh, the small claims courts are right. Any lawyer, any queen's fucking servant can run your small claims. No, they can't, you motherfucker. You see, there's somebody out here that will tell you straight up, no. No. That's all the people I've ever had to fucking do, really. It's just say fucking no. No, you can't. No, you're not gonna. You never have been able to. Obama said 25 fucking times he couldn't fucking do DACA. It'd be unconstitutional. He didn't have the authority to do it 25 fucking times. And then he did it and the people fucking accepted it. What's that say about you people? Says you're fucking gutless. You should have rammed that right. He should have been kicked. He should have been arrested the next fucking day. He told you, this supposed professor of fucking constitutional law, which there can't be because there ain't no constitution. He's a fucking fraud and a fucking goddamn communist fucking agitator. But he said this is supposed to be the top fucking law enforcement officer in the United States fucking America. Told you 25 fucking times. That he could not do it. It would be against the law. It would be a violation of the law. So why wasn't that fucker, he wasn't arrested when he did that violation of the law that he himself told you was a violation of the law. And he knew it was a violation of the law. So he did it with, premeditated. He had planned to break the law. And he fucking put it in motion, and he broke the fucking law, and he knew he did it, and he did it on purpose. And he just fucking, well, yeah, he broke the law. All you can do is just take it to the courts or something. But no. No, motherfucker. You're the one that thinks that you can violate our fucking law, our supreme, superior, absolute law. And we got a petition when you're fucking goddamn commie, fucking star chamber, fucking corporate courts. We don't. They can't even exist on our fucking soil. It's a violation of the 9th article of the People's Law of December 15, 1791. And you fucking know it. There's nothing you can fucking do. You fucking pricks. But see, this is why, you know, I always, when I first started doing, god damn, I was so young. When I, you know, started doing this kind of shit, you know, and stuff, and I'm looking at, and I'm going fucking, exactly what happened here? That's what you do when you find out just how fucked up everything. I mean, you talk about FUBAR. It was fucking, you discover FUBAR. If you just take, I mean, most people don't even look. They're so busy chasing that fucking goddamn mammon around and chasing fucking, I don't know, the neighbor's wife around and chasing fucking goddamn, you know, just living as good as you can and saying, you're the most corrupt country in the world. And we got the most corrupt government money can buy. You live that life. But then you fucking step in it and you look at it and you go, what in the fuck is going on here? How in the fuck is this happen? This can't happen. And then you see the violations of the fucking law. Well, why ain't somebody doing something about this? Well, because all of you somebodies out there are fucking making big fucking bucks off it. The people who do, you put in the fiduciary. Well, you don't put nobody in the fiduciary position because you can't, because there ain't no fiduciary, because there ain't no fucking constitution, there ain't no fucking republic. But the cocksuckers pretending just like in the, like I told you, I watched the movie with the fucking handful of assholes. It's just whoever is more ruthless. And they were ruthless to each other. They killed each other. People, I mean, just the most rotten son of a bitches in the world because, you know, they were all out there and it was dog eat fucking dog and no fucking, no law whatsoever. And then they get fucking annexed into the goddamn union or they get fucking annexed into a fucking county in a state. And who in the hell sits down and starts saying, oh, I'm going to be the mayor. No fucking elections, guys. And this is how the federal government was fucking created, or what they're pretending is a federal government. It is not. It is not the ruled by the consent of the people. It just fucking is not. The people never ratified it. But still, I mean, and I can tell you that. You can go look it up and you'll say, well, Henry, you're fucking right. But I can't make myself do anything about it. I know. Yeah, I have to move out tomorrow. Some Mexicans are taking my fucking house. The government's going to pay their fucking rent, and I can't match them in fucking the money that they're taking from the, well, my friend down the street, you know, he's got a business down there. He's a fucking landscaping business, and they're going to take money from him, and they're going to fucking outbid me for my own fucking house to live. I'm going to have to go live on the fucking streets. And these son of a bitch, and I can't, nothing I can do about it because these foreigners, they seem to have rights where mine are gone. Mine disappeared. They ain't gone, people. You know right where they are. That the thing is, having to fucking look at it. Having to look at that fucking, you usually have to look at it every fucking day and read it. I read it every day. It's right on my fucking wall. But I mean, you just have to read it every fucking day. And no, you're fucking failing. You're failing your children, you're failing your grandchildren, and your children are fucking, they'll out your fucking ass because they'll get threatened with losing their fucking, because they give them some pretty good jobs. They threw them some pretty big scraps. And they'll try and out you fucking and try to get you, you know, I'm fucking being scared to death of you actually, as they should be. When you commit fucking treason, you better be ready to take the goddamn fucking rope around the neck and fucking, Don't expect no goddamn fucking gratuity because you fucking are family. You fucking cost me this, you son of a bitch. You will fucking pay with, I'll stretch your fucking neck. And that's what's going to happen to each and every, they think that they, you know, well, cause it's like in communist China or the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. You know who killed the people who did all the killing? Who killed who in the fucking Cultural Revolution? The young people killed the old people. It's just like I've got another article here where they're wanting to take that statue out of Arlington Cemetery. Out with the old. You got to get rid of all the old stuff, you see. And when you get, and by the way, as you're getting rid of all this old stuff, it's worth money. So you're going to get, you know, what your parents fucking owned, you know, there's your money to work with. Well, actually, it goes to the state. And but all it has to do is fucking, like, Mao Zedong. Dung fits him. Stand up and say, it is part of the struggle. Just struggle with neighbor. Go down the street and struggle. I swear to God that was fucking, and it's just, he's God. Mental retardation. These people weren't scared. They're stupid. They could be fucking talked into doing anything. I mean, this son of a bitch that talked him into a fucking 200 million of them getting killed. young adults killing the goddamn their parents. This fucker that talked him into it was, I swear to you people, dumber than a sled runner. I mean, where in the hell, I mean, just like when they show that premiere right now of China. You never hear him speak. You don't know what the fuck he's saying. He is dumb. He has to be. The fucking people are so dumb. Somebody smart said something intelligent to him and used fucking, you know, big old words like fucking good morning. And tried to talk to them intellectually, they'd be sitting there just staring at the wall. But then Mao would walk right behind you and go, we need to struggle with your neighbor down the street. Yeah, go kill your neighbor. Struggle. Yeah, struggle. We understand the struggle. Struggle is easy. Struggle, easy word. We understand. Yes, we know. Struggle means we go kill our fucking mom and dad. And that's what it fucking meant, people. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Take one back now.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Aerosmith with Eat the Rich. By lots of fucking Sweet Baby Ray's, I mean, if it comes down to it, eat the fucking rich. When you go to do it, don't go eat your fucking neighbor. Go after the son of a bitches in the wild communities. Go by the millions. Run them over. And then fucking have yourself a fucking barbecue. Don't let them have the things the way they've had them in the fucking past like you're doing right now. You're acting like goddamn Chinaman did. Are people that fucking stupid in this country? I mean, if somebody's out there going, yeah, you know they are, Henry. Yeah, not all of them, goddamn it, man. I mean, I've met a lot of fucking intelligent people. I know there's got to be 40 million of us that'll go out there and fucking whoop their ass. But the rest of these son of a bitches, I mean, they all do all but fucking, they're aiding and abetting this goddamn son of a bitch and fucking goddamn treasonous fucking takeover of our goddamn fucking lives and our fucking freedom and our liberty. It's against the law. They got bullets coming. We can kill them for this. We declared that we would be fucking free people. We put it in law. We ratified that law. That law's written law. You can use it in the goddamn court filing, but they took our fucking, that's what they did. The first thing they did was took the fucking common law. I wonder why they did that. Your First Avenue of Redress, they could have never fucking pulled it off, people. And they didn't just one day say, nope, the common law courts are gone. They did it sneaky. They did it sleazy. They fucking snuck right up until the last fucking one. Then they pretended that these goddamn fucking justice courts and these goddamn small claims courts, oh, that's your common law courts. And at first, I see again, here we go. You know, you can't even be a judge in a common law and small courts like that. But if it was a federal issue, it had to go to a justice court. You understand this. I mean, like a federal, like somebody, when Ken Mettenball came up here and started cutting trees down, I'm going to build him a fucking house on my fucking trees. And it had to go to that because that's where the fucking supreme jurisdiction fucking lies. And they know it. But the fact is, they just fucking, then they, you know, when people started figuring out, hey, man, I can go over this fucking court's powerful, man. I can fucking knock these fuckers on their ass. And these people started doing it. People started learning it. Oh, no, we're changed every, that court shut down and we're opening a new court here in Klamath Falls. And the goddamn judge is a fucking goddamn attorney. A goddamn esquire. Against the fucking law. This is total totalitarianism. Will the people wake up to it? Even when they find out, even when they shove that fucking thing up your ass, clear up to your fucking eyeballs, will you fucking acknowledge it? Because that's the first fucking step is acknowledging it. Acknowledging I'm supposed to be taking care of this. This is my goddamn duty as a fucking American national. I'm not supposed to allow this shit. To do so puts us back on the goddamn shores of fucking England where our fucking ancestors came over here and 200 years is fucking wasted. The fucking people that died in the fucking goddamn uprising that was overturned or taken over as a goddamn a rebellion. It wasn't a rebellion, it was a goddamn uprising. And the people who fucking hijacked were the same cocksuckers that were being, had the uprising against them. They were the king's men. I mean, the simplest shit that we should have known all our fucking lives. And once you said it, goddamn, I've said it 10,000 fucking times. God, why in the fucking, and does it anger you even? Are you just so fucking worthless you're ready to lay down and take it in the fucking ass? Because you are God, so I just, we're beating him. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to you now for a few months, and unfortunately, I found you a little too late. I was a casualty of, this is what worries me. I was a casualty of the Washington State bullshit mandate, okay? October 8th, or fucking August 8th of last year, that piece of shit Jay Inslee came out and said, you know what, you're going to get this vaccination, you're going to lose your fucking job. Well, here's the problem. That was state workers and medical. And at the time, everybody stood up and said, fuck that guy, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, out of 50,000 people that could have been affected by that son of a bitch, only 5,000 of us stood up and said, fuck you, we're not going to do this. That is a huge concern to me. 90% of the people just fucking rolled up their sleeve and said, you know what, I need my job more than anything else.
You gotta wonder what made him that way, brother. I mean, my grandfather fought in the goddamn Union Wars at the coal mines and stuff. They fought with guns and pistols and the companies dropping bombs on out of goddamn airplanes on them. They fucking fought them for their fucking jobs and for their fucking livelihood. I mean, they didn't just say we're gonna take your job or do it. They said fuck you. Well, you ain't gonna.
That's exactly right. That was the problem. That's what I told all those people. That's what I told them. I'm not the only one. I mean, there was 5,000 of us that stood up and said no. But I was banging the fucking drums about this, man. You people, all you have to do is stand up and say no to this bullshit. And I'm talking about people. You know these people you talk about polishing the guns?
Yep.
I mean, I have people that rolled up their damn sleeves that have an arsenal. Okay? Yep. They have a doggone arsenal. And yet they rolled up their damn sleeves and said, you know what, just go ahead and give me that shot.
And now
that's
they know what the fucking shot, that everything that was being said about that shot was a fucking fact. How can you fucking have something with that? It hasn't been tried and know what the fucking goddamn results are going to be. That's why they call it experimentation. It wasn't experimentation. It was for you. You were acting as a goddamn herd of goddamn, gerbils is what it comes down to. And they stuck their fucking arm out and they did it.
And they did it, and that's what concerns me. How do you fight that battle when you got 90% of the people that are just willing to roll up their sleeve? That's what concerns me.
Well, those 90% don't concern me one bit because they're a bunch of fucking cunts, or they wouldn't have rolled up their sleeve.
I'm going to agree with you there, but that's what I'm saying is, you know what? We got a lot of people out there, but there's so many other people out there that say they're going to stand up, but never do stand up.
You're preaching to the choir now, brother.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I'm here. You know what? I'm one of. I know you got a big fan Dion there, and I'm one of them boys that he might have saw with a Washington plate here in Oklahoma. But I'm going to tell you what, Dion, if you're listening, my friend, I'm the one you want here from Washington State. Because if the shit does hit the fan, Dion, I'm going to be right by your side.
Right. So,
anyways, I just wanted to jump in and say that about my concerns about that. Hey, my wife loves you. Okay, and that's saying something. So you know what? I'm gonna mute myself, and I'm gonna let you get on with it. And I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Okay, brother. Thank you, man. He's dead right, but I tell you what, I say 5,000 motherfuckers that have the balls to tell them to fuck off can kick the shit out of 50,000 that don't. Especially because they're not gonna have much left of themselves. They're gonna be dying off. They're killing themselves for us. And when this country was taken the first time, 3% did it. That's a fact. All we have to do is just, if I could get mean, look at these guys, all the threats. Every day it's more threats. We're gonna. No, you're not. You get to my fucking door, you get the fucking gun. That's all there is to it. You motherfucker, you are not gonna violate my fucking rights, because I will defend them on the fucking spot. It ain't gonna be, I'm gonna petition one of your fucking goddamn Star Chamber courts for my motherfucking natural fucking goddamn absolute, unalienable, unalienable fucking rights. I have them right now. You go to fucking violate them right now, I fucking kill you. That's how it fucking works. These are things I don't ask and I don't petition for. And that's what they were talking about the other day. Good thing that reminded me. The unenumerated rights they tried to claim, you know, they're talking about in the Constitution. The unenumerated rights in the Constitution. How about the enumerated rights in the Constitution that are being shit on, which is the procedural due process that gets you all the other rights? That's how you get all those unenumerated fucking rights. If you have a right that's being fucking violated, that is a procedure to get to a court, to get to your fucking people, to get to and assert your fucking rights under one of the fucking maxims through the due process of the law, and then you have a quarter of your fucking peers say, that's his right. Yeah, well, it ain't written just that way. Yes, it is. I've always challenged anybody to come up and tell me something that cannot be litigated the way I'm talking through a common law court. Try to find something that can't be linked to one of the fucking, there's only two maximums. Two fucking maximums, and then the procedural due process, and then there's the 9th and 10th article. That's the ones they hate the most. The ones that won't let them fucking change it. The guys who put that fucking document in place knew what they were doing. They knew this day would come. They knew, they just escaped fucking goddamn the shit over in goddamn Europe. And then fucking, as soon as they get out here and they work, they go out into the wilderness for a couple of generations, dying, fighting Indians, and building a fucking goddamn life, and they build a fucking nice fucking place for themselves out in the fucking wilderness, and then finally a road comes in and another road. Hey man, this is worth something now. Wasn't worth nothing when it was, all those Indians, when you came out here, you'd lose your fucking hair, and then they would come and fucking steal it from them. They thought they were going to just come in. The king was just going to come in and go, you're my subject. That actually belongs to me. Oh, really, fucker? Boom. You notice he didn't bring his badass over here. That's what I love about these goddamn politicians, these phony fucking cocksuckers. You know, like Blumenthal. And fucking goddamn Biden. Tough looking. Look tough at me. If you were a gun, with a fucking fist range of me, I'd knock that tough look right off your fucking face, boy. I would slap you with an open fucking hand and let you lay in your own piss, and you know it. The people threatening us couldn't crack a fucking egg is what gets at me. And they're using our own resources, but this is what they did to the Indians. Don't make no mistake about it. They're using the same fucking procedure. That's their fucking forte. It's to use the same fucking procedure to fucking, they're gonna take it again. They're gonna take it from us this time, they think. Only difference is we're not fucking backward. Before they ever came over here in 1492, before 1492, the Indians on this continent we call the United States far outnumbered the fucking Europeans that fucking conquered them. They were just living in a different world. They didn't even know the other world existed until the fucking ships hit the fucking beach. And then the way the sleazy, because they sleazed them, you know, they'll go, oh, chief, yeah, you give this nice shiny pipe made out of fucking silver. Oh, man. Oh, geez, God, man, you're like a god. They looked at them like gods. They come in these fucking canoes as big as their longhouse. So they looked at them like gods, and they trusted them. Oh, you could trust us. You can trust them pretty soon. But it only took, you know, I always point out, these ignorant savages, because they were ignorant savages. That's what they were always called, ignorant savages. Well, these ignorant savages figured out about the third fucking treaty that the only reason they were making these goddamn treaties was so that they could survey their land and say, this is actually yours. What's yours is from here to here to here to here to here. Sign the treaty, and we'll give you a whole bunch of fucking shiny things. And then not knowing no better, they sign the treaty. They don't even know what the goddamn, you know, like the measurements. I mean, they can't even read the language. You talk about lack of disclosure in a contract. At any rate, they fucking go for this shit, and then it's only so that they could mark what they're stealing. So when they go to take it from the Indian, they would know what has been taken. And then all the other Indians would know, here's where we had the treaty with these Indians here, and we marked the territory that was theirs that we just took. So this belongs to us now. We can show it to you on a map. This belongs, all this out here ain't been surveyed yet. We're going to make treaties with you too. So we can get it all surveyed. So when we steal it, we know who owned it, the person that stole it that gets it, and what part belongs to them. And if it comes adjacent to a part that another person stole, then it was he. But like I said, the ignorant savage, within about three fucking treaties, they figured this shit out. When the white man fucking writes something down on a piece of paper, he's not telling you that's going to be yours for as long as the earth, as the wind blows and the water flows and there are stars up in the sky. He's marking down what he's fixing to fucking take from you. And then, they put up a good fight for a primitive fucking people, but then you gotta, before they already had them softened up, before the real troops really came over here by sending them little fucking packages. Little boxes about probably, 6x4. Little boxes, maybe about fucking 3 inches tall. And they had little cool things, some silver rings, and they had beads in them, and they had cloth in them, this little piece of cloth. Everybody thinks they brought these smallpox blankets. They sent them and little that cloth. That was just showing what they had, And all it takes is one piece of cloth to go to the chief, and he rub it on his fingers. Next thing you know, there were whole fucking goddamn peoples that were separate peoples that were just fucking, they were wiped off the fucking planet. And this is how devious and rotten these son of a bitches are. The difference today is we understand what you're fucking doing. And we do have the numbers to slaughter your fucking asses. We outnumber the people that are fucking oppressing us. I mean, it's embarrassing. If you want to look at the fucking numbers of, and on the one little thing we put up there about Waco, they said 5,001. I don't fucking know. I know the goddamn, I can look around me and I can tell we outnumber them fucking grossly. And you want to send the goddamn dinks over here? We will plant, I was talking the other day, somebody put up a comment on it. I was talking how they try to make these Mexicans and these fucking dinks look tall. I mean, pay attention to it. I mean, I don't watch TV per se. I mean, I'll find something like a documentary, like the one on the Chinese was good. But you watch these, like, the trailer, you're always seeing the trailer things. They're always showing all this shit, trying to get you to go look. Trying to get you to look. And on all these programs, they're just as big as we are. All the Mexicans are as tall as Americans. All the Chinese are tall as Americans, only they're huskier and they're tougher. And that's what this is the one that the woman wants on the TV. They'll have a fucking American woman. And this son of a bitch came, tum, ding, ding, down, down. Oh, that's the one that she wants. And that's the one and then the little girl, see, they want the fucking stupid box without their parents sitting there going, uh-uh. Here, let me show you a picture of how tall these fucking people are and what they really are. And people fucking fall for it. I mean, it's not quite as bad as what Mao Zedong did, but it's stupidity. You think that fucking Mexicans are tall, you ain't been to fucking Mexico. You think Chinamen are tall, you ain't fucking seen very many of them. I'll tell you that right fucking now. You better aim low. You better adjust your rifle down a fucking click or two. Anyway, man, it has been a conversation anyway, and the fellow that came up, man, he was encouraging. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, the fucking Chinese aren't tall, and the Mexicans aren't tall. Shoot low. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good one, brother. Have a good one.